With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Land managers are taking advantage of cool, wet conditions to intentionally burn areas they think could help reduce wildland fire risk to certain communities. This season, the Bureau of Land Management is planning multiple prescribed burns in north-central Montana. Four of the five prescribed burns are scheduled this spring near Winnett, Lewistown, Glasgow, and Opheim. A fifth burn northeast of White Sulphur Springs is set to take place between August and November. The projects range from 4,000 acres of federal, state, and private lands in the Missouri Musselshell Breaks to 50 acres in the North Moccasins Mountains. They're part of a larger national wildfire reduction strategy. Sarah Holm, a BLM public affairs specialist, says the purpose of the prescribed burns is different at each location.
Some areas we are trying to reduce conifer encroachment of the meadows. In other areas we are trying to help restore the crested wheatgrass back to the native vegetation. But the main purpose is to make it a more resilient landscape to wildfires.
During prescribed burns, land managers intentionally ignite fires in a specific area to burn brush and smaller trees so they are less likely to fuel wild blazes later. Holmes says the agency has to wait for the right conditions before starting a burn. High humidity, low wind, moist soil.
That's why these five burns are being held over the next 9 months, because we can plan it for one day and then that day comes and it can be too windy, or it can be, you know, something can be off and we have to wait.
Earlier this week, the Billings Fire Department said one of two separate controlled burns on the west end of the city got out of hand and had to be put out. The National Significant Wildland Fire Potential Outlook pegs Montana's fire potential as average for March. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.